All of these children of holding AK-47s and fighting and being members of Hamas family, you know, is insane. Absolutely insane. There are hundreds of innocent children, as well as innocent men and women who were not fighting. This is absolutely not debatable. But of course, Lee Kaplan will just simply repeat the idea that Israel just loves everyone and just wants peace. It's all right. Insane.
All right, stay with me, Mr. Ken O'Keefe and Mr. Lee Kaplan. Let's
May
cross over and see what some of our viewers have commented about this issue on Facebook.
Hey, Zionists, prepare your shelter somewhere else in the world because Hezbollah will destroy you very soon. It's very sad and shameful to see the world is silent towards Israel's terrorism. Hold Hamas and Iran responsible. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and his occupying force are war criminals. The Jewish people who stole lands from Palestinians should return to America and Eastern Europe, where they came from. As the victims are Muslims, the followers of a peaceful religion, the world organizations are asleep. This is a situation that needs to be addressed today. The killing of the people of Gaza is purely an evil plan.
What about that, Mr. Kaplan? You've heard some of our comments talking about the killing of people in Gaza. How many Palestinians in Gaza have to die before it makes a difference in the international community? Not getting clean water, not enough electricity, freezing to death, and now not even having building supplies to rebuild after Israel devastated the region last summer.
You know, Marzia, you didn't ask me a question. You made a political statement.
It's
which
a question,
is full of
sir. It depends on how you
false
answer it. It's up to you. Answer it, please.
Well, no. Yeah, all right. Let me answer it, Marzia. The fact is Israel is not depriving them of building materials. They were depriving them of cement because they used them to make those tunnels that they were attacking Israel through. You talk about, with crocodile tears, about the children and civilians being killed in Gaza during the war. Well, the Palestinians, the Hamas, didn't use any of those tunnels to put those civilians into them as a protection place during the war. And Iran, let me point out, built those tunnels for the Palestinians. So when you criticize Israel and the Jews, when you criticize me as somehow advocating killing children and all the nonsense that you come out with, take a look at your own house. Iran supplied the materials and helped build those tunnels. And they didn't allow one civilian to hide in them during the war. They left the civilians out in the open
with
the intention that they should create an international incident.
Over 2,000 people being killed, over 2,000 Palestinians being killed last summer. What are you saying? They were all either terrorists or they were all being held hostage by Hamas? Israel didn't kill any of these people.
The 2,000 that were killed, the majority of them were armed combatants fighting the IDF. And if I'm the, you know, this is part of the lies and the propaganda. They keep throwing out the figure of 2,000 Palestinians killed, suggesting that they were all civilians. They were not. They were armed combatants. They were killed fighting the IDF.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to you, sir, that the UN. It doesn't matter to you that the UN have given the statistics that these are civilian casualties. Does it matter to you that that's what the international part of the international
UN,
community is saying?
Marzia, again, this is lying by omission. The UN is a kangaroo court. It has a multitude of Arab dictatorships, which make it a majority of it. And they put out the propaganda also. The fact of the matter is, 2,000 Palestinians were killed, of which at least half of them were armed combatants.
So you only accept statistics coming out of Tel Aviv, I'm assuming, Mr. Kaplan. Only Israel can give
you
the right statistics.
Should I accept statistics coming from a terrorist organization?
The United Nations,
whose charter
sir, is a terrorist organization.
It is their
United
duty,
Nations is a terrorist organization, their, Mr. Kaplan.
The United Nations has supported terrorism. At one point, they even said that suicide bombings were legitimate resistance.
Okay, let me turn to London and get Mr. O'Keefe back in on this discussion. Mr. O'Keefe, looking at this situation in general, do you think that the international community is complicit at all with this? Because as we can see today with the situation deteriorating on the Gaza Strip, but there isn't a whole lot of noise really being made or anything really being done. There's not that much pressure being being put on Tel Aviv, if any, to allow them to open the doors and break the siege, 8 years of the siege? Why is that the case, and is the international community complicit?
Well, there's more than one villain in this. Egypt deserves special attention. What Egypt is doing is disgusting. They are a branch of Israel. They could easily open up Rafah. They could help their Palestinian brothers and sisters, but instead they serve their masters in the United States with their bribe money, $1.3 billion a year. In addition to Egypt and its despicable role is also the international community. I have for a long time listened to the Palestinians, and they have said over and over, we do not want aid. We do not want to live as a charity case. What they need is freedom of movement and the ability to trade. What should happen right now is the port of Gaza needs to be opened, and commercial travel, trading vessels need to start sailing into and out of Gaza, since Egypt is so corrupt. Now, I actually worked on this for many years and tried to get it going and to make it happen, but I was attacked on every single level, from the UK police to the political establishment, you name it, infiltration, subversion. But the bottom line is, if it ain't someone like me, somebody has to initiate trade, because there is no way for the Palestinians to live a dignified life while living on handouts. And actually, Israel likes it this way. They want them to be reliant on aid, which they largely control, them in Egypt. But trade is something that could open up the door for the Palestinians to live a dignified life. It's not a very sexy thing to talk about, and as soon as you start talking about trade, people will accuse you of trying to make money. But the bottom line is, you cannot live a dignified life on handouts.
What about that, Mr. Kaplan, with Israel basically having put a siege, especially on Gaza, and even controlling the West Bank with a tight fist? And of course, we have the wall. We have so much of the crop, especially the olive trees, that have been destroyed by the Israelis on the West Bank. The siege, even the fishermen cannot go out very far to fish. Is it true what Mr. O'Keefe has said, that basically Israel wants this tight control over trade for the Palestinians?
No, it isn't. Okay, Marcia, that must have been a five-minute question. The fact of the matter is, there is no siege. The population of Gaza has adequate food, and they have a good lifestyle there.
Can they come and go as they please? Can they come and go as they please?
They cannot. Not if it's a security risk for Israel. Now, you talk about trade. He wants to talk about trade.
Mr. Kaplan,
wait a minute. Let me answer. Are you going
to
talk over me, Mary Zia?
I'm asking you a question. Please answer it.
Well, he talked about trade. Their basic trade seems to be to import missiles from Iran, from your country. So let's talk about trade. They don't prevent terrorism. They don't want to conduct business. It's a money train. It's a welfare scam to get foreign aid. The Palestinians get more foreign aid per capita than any other ethnic group in the world. They're the sixth fattest population in the world. This is all a welfare scam put together by an Arab terrorist movement called Hamas, whose charter calls for not only for wiping out Israel, but killing every Jew in the world. This is the fact. And Mr. O'Keefe there, who considers himself a great humanitarian, the fact of the matter is, he is a mouthpiece for them.
Okay,
he's
so
an ex-Marine who was kicked out of the Marines.
Kaplan,
I don't know why he keeps saying that.
So all of this is a scam. People dying from malnutrition, people dying from lack of clean drinking water, people freezing to death in the Gaza Strip. It's all a scam, according to you, sir.
The fact is, there are not people in Gaza dying from unclean water, dying from inadequate food, and all the other stuff. This is all Pallywood.
And not
this
dying from lack of medical care. Mr. O'Keefe, back to you with the situation. What has to be done to change this right now? That we see that after the onslaught last summer, nothing really has changed. The siege continues, lack of medical supplies, lack of adequate clean water, and so many other basic necessities. Nothing much has changed. What will it take to turn this around?
Well, what definitely has to happen, and there should be no excuses from the PA or anybody else, and that should be war crimes charges. Those charges need to be filed at the International Criminal Court, and the International Criminal Court needs to stop being a kangaroo court that only prosecutes African nations. The United States also needs to be facing charges for an unlawful invasion of Iraq, in which 1 to 2 million people were killed, millions of refugees, millions of orphans. There is no justice in this world. We need the International Criminal Court to actually serve the people of this planet who absolutely reject war, especially wars of aggression. And until such time as those criminals who are committing these crimes, namely the United States, Britain, and Israel, which are doing it more than anyone else, those nations need to be held to account. Leaders need to be prosecuted. They need to be put in jail. And ultimately, when we see that the law functions properly, there will be a deterrent. But until such time, Israel will continue to slaughter at will. It will erase 92 families wholesale. It will destroy civilian homes and schools. And it will do so without any consequence whatsoever.
And on that note, unfortunately, we're out of time. I'd like to thank both my guests for being with us. Out of Berkeley, California, investigative journalist Mr. Lee Kaplan, and out of London, peace activist and former U.S. Marine, Mr. Ken O'Keefe. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you joining us on another debate. Make sure you join us same place, same time tomorrow. I'm Marzia Hashemi, signing out from Tehran. Thanks so much, and goodbye.